Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here again on another wonderful Saturday night. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. The date is November 19, 2011. 11-1-9. So let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. Here it comes. And I'll count to 10. You can bring the light beam up if you wish. She'll be energized. This will be a female this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you're on an archive right now listening to the program, you will not be able to go to the light ship. You have to be live with me so I can connect with you to go there. But you will feel the peace energy, and it'll be quite wonderful for you. And let's drop everybody into their heart center before we go up. So I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. I count from 10 to 1 backwards that you can do yourself whenever you wish. And you have to command your spirit to drop your awakening thoughts into your heart center. And then you're going to be at peace. And then we'll go to the light ship. Now, you want to also request one healing. And it'll be a physical healing. And just find out what you'd like to have worked with. And the light beings will help you as much as they can. We'll be on the light ship for probably 10 to 15 minutes. And then we will come back and have a wonderful program. And we can have callers tonight if you wish to call in. So you have to probably go and check out the phone numbers there on the VBS homepage or my page on the website here, vbsradio.com. Here we go, everybody. We're going to be bringing in the heart drop for everyone to experience. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you should be heart-centered, think a thought, and you should not have any judgment. Let it be hard to find a thought. As you're in peace, this is source energy. And we'll go to the light ship now. You can bring up your animals, pets, plants, garden, trees around you. And here we go. So going up, I'll count to 5. You're going to feel the energy change around you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You're there now. And we're now going to go into the first room. We're in many rooms at one time, so definitely request healing because the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. Here we go. First room is the hot tub room, and this time it has red energy, a red gel. It does not touch your skin, but it does do healing and detoxification. Here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger, okay? And we'll go into another location. I just had a phone call before we went on here a little bit ago. And a gentleman has his mother in a hospital with maybe a brain problem. So we're going to work with that here. So here we go. We're going to go into this special room here. They'll check out our brain energies here. And we'll see if that's helped. So here we go. 1, 2, and I believe the lady had a stroke. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more energy coming our way with this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if this helps the lady there. And we'll now go into another location. We're still going to be in this room, though. And people may have cancer cells, so we'll do a release on that here. And again, request your healing. We're in all the other rooms also. So I'll go into the cancer cell release room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into another location. This is for lymphatic system healing. So again, request your healing. And we're going to also bring in more of that hot tub energy from the red energy here to help detox you. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And like the gold room, we'll go into there. So we're going to go into the room with the gold energy. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to go into a room. This is kind of one that we do off and on. This room is where they can work with our ligaments and tendons. So you may request healing there. Maybe you have maybe even a pulled muscle. Here we go. So you need to concentrate on where that situation is. And some people just like putting their hand in that location also. So here we go. I'm going to work with tendons first of all. And on the light chip, you're up walking around, and they're checking you out. They can increase the tendons a little bit or shrink them according to movement that you may wish to have. And here we go. So I do this work a lot with people, sometimes on a one-on-one who maybe have a problem with their knees. Maybe they had a knee surgery or something, and they're having a rough time moving their knee, et cetera, after surgery. And so this is because the muscles and ligaments, tendons may not be exactly right. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do some muscle ligaments here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And overall now we'll just see, make sure everything is in alignment right for everybody. And again, you may want to get up and walk around after this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, why don't you just get up and kind of walk, maybe bend over, twist a little bit. Sometimes you do have to do some physical movement to have it take place down here. And if you bend over and you feel your back popping or something, it's because they work with you in those locations. If you feel any changes or strange things happening to you that normally would not be apparent. Let's go into another room. We have a request here for trees, so we'll go into the tree room. These are really large trees. Some of the trunks are about 50 foot in diameter, so these are pretty big trees. Here we go. Get some tree energy coming our way, and they'll also heal us. Request your healing. Remember, the healing is between you and these light being doctors. Even though they're a tree, they are conscious beings to help you. 1, 2. Uh-oh, and Shannon says they can't hear anything. Don't know what to do about that. Maybe BBS is listening here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more tree energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the room that has the koala bears. Here we go. And again, request your own particular healing. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the kangaroos. Here we go. And maybe wallabies. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Well, 7, 8, you're doing a good job. I'm yawning. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do go into the room where they have ostrich. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So request your healing. We're going to go into the silver waterfall. And you may feel your auric field being cleansed here. And this will bring a lot of peace to you. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Wow. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And people do like to have the white light room at times. So this is the true white light. Here it comes. Source white light energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. One more room. We'll go into the room that has the dolphins. These are pink dolphins. Here they come. 1, 2, they're here. So stronger, stronger, and you're swimming with the dolphins now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll do one more room before we come back here. And we'll go into the room that has the, let's see here. I see little ponies, little horses. These are the Palominos, so here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we're going to come back from the light ship. You're giving thanks to all the different doctor teams that work with you. And you're going to have a wonderful experience here. And they're talking with us in the orientation room right now for probably about 15 minutes up there. It would be, in a sense, our time here. But we're going to be coming back down because they're out of time. It's kind of hard to talk about no time and time. And here we go, coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So here we are. And we'll see if Carrie's on. And Carrie, are you out there somewhere? Or are you still out there?
I'm still out here.
Okay.
Yes, hi. And welcome, everybody. Saturday night on the light ship. Thank you so much, Ron. And it's November 19th, as Ron said, 2011. So if you are listening to this on an archive, you won't have just been to the light ship, but you will have been able to experience lots of nice peace energy. So you did mention, Ron, that we can have callers tonight. So the numbers are listed under the Station 2 play button on BBS. And the toll-free number for Station 2 for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. And then Tri-Line 4, area code 530-413-4511. I think the only question that I have seen, Ron, so far is from Shane, and it looks like he's been seeing a lot of stuff up there as usual. Many people are commenting on different colored energies and so forth that they've been seeing. And Shane has a question. He's asking, what are the conscious geometric shapes?
Oh, well, there's all different types of energy on the light ship for healing. And those shapes are actually conscious beings, and they are working with you. I enjoy the the floating magnets myself. They're kind of neat. I'll bring those to everybody. Here's a floating magnet. They're going to be coming around you. They kind of look like little donuts. So here they are. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, we'll bring them in stronger. Make me feel your body buzzing. Sometimes that happens here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that'll be with us for this program here. We'll leave the floating magnets around us. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Sal is saying, thank you, Ron, for taking me, my mother, to the light ship tonight. So hopefully that helped your mother.
Welcome, Sal.
Hang- I'm sorry?
Very nice. Thank you, Sal, because it was very nice to see you up there.
All good. Great. So Hank is asking, do you guys actually see all that? So Hank has been reading the many comments that we have on the Fast Chat tonight from people who are seeing things up on the light ship. So maybe you want to describe that, and I'll just say, Hank, I don't see anything, and some people don't, and many people do. So, Ron, would you like to comment on everybody's ability to see stuff up there?
Yeah, when we go into a room, I see the room probably maybe within a couple of seconds after most people see it. And then I talk about it, and people who are able to sense the energy or see it will actually go, well, you know, I'm in the room now and Ron's talking about it, and that's kind of how it works. That's what we set up initially to do this. I found it very neat that it was going on this way. That way people are not suggestive by what I'm saying. And so this is a way you get validation. But, yeah, people do see it. You're up there physically. You're walking around. You're stretching. You know, checking out different procedures. You select your light beam doctors. That's done when you first go up. I used to do it a little differently, but because we have limited time here, I want to make the most of it. So, but normally we go to the orientation room. You select your doctors. You can be in there for, you know, quite a long time. They'll show you their technologies that they're using. Remember, these are the light beams that use a certain technology that they are used to using and will be using for healings wherever they're going to after ascension. So some of the healing work might be a little more, I won't use the word advanced, but just different. And other ones may be, you know, like instantaneous speed of light, that's light of the light ship healing. Other ones may be a little longer. But you're at choice to what doctors you choose. The end result's the same. So one might take, like, no time at all. One might take you maybe 10 seconds. But it depends what type of beings you want to experience, the different types of healings that they have. But the end result is the same on it. So you are at choice to select what teams you want to work with. I have some people who only want to see, which I don't really mention too often, but they may only want to see plant energies. So they'll go into the healing rooms. Remember, when you go into the light ship, they do a body scan on you, and then they find out what your problems are. And then as you start requesting, saying, yeah, I have a knee problem, or my eyes twitching, or my back hurts, then they can bring that up and say, okay, yeah, we see this problem with you, because remember, they don't judge anything. And then as you talk about what your problem is, and they will say, well, this group of healers here can do this for you, this one can do that. And this is the way they do their types of healing. So this is what you do, is you go there and you select the different teams. And so some people just want to select maybe plants to heal them. So you can go into all different types of plant rooms, and you'll have healing just from plants only. So the beings on the light ship are ones that we see here or know about here physically. That's where I take everybody. There's also many other ones up there from other planets that you would not even recognize. So I don't want to go into those rooms, because if you are a seer, it could disturb you by seeing something that looks completely strange to you, even though it is a light beam. And the light beams take on the physical blueprint of their next manifestation, where they're going to. So that's kind of how that works. I don't bring all that up on the calls any longer because it could take me 5 minutes to describe that, but this is how it works. When you're up there, we'll say they're working with your knee. And, you know, they work with it, and you walk around, you say, yeah, it feels pretty good. And they say, well, is that good enough for you? And you might say, yeah, it's fine. It's, 80% fixed. I can deal with it myself. It's no problem. They go, okay, we're done. So some people have the belief of no pain, no gain, and I have seen that off and on the light ship. People just don't want to get healed all the way for whatever reason that would be. And that's perfectly fine. And that's the way the light beings work. They respect you for what you want to have done to you, and they will not go over or overheal you. And that's the way it works. So that's kind of how the light beings are. And it doesn't matter what you believe on the light ship, because the parts of you that is your body and your spirit, along with your original spirit that was from the light ship, the original one that the blueprint is brought forward, and you are whole and complete with your spirit. May not be completely whole and complete down here, since you know about clones now and stuff, and we know that we're not always 100% whole, but on the light ship, you have to be whole in order to have a healing. Now, some people say, well, I went up to the light ship, and, you know, I got a little bit of help, but it's not fixed yet. Or they say, you know, I didn't feel anything, and I still have my problem. Well, the problem is probably because you have not worked on yourself enough to get rid of the densities from the past that caused your problem. So you have an emotional body and many other energetic bodies around you that gave you the problem to begin with. So if you don't clean those out, those will kind of bring your healing back into the state of non-wellness, and this is what happens. On the light ship, you are healed, as long as you request that. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Charles has a question. You had a cold today. Everyone who was listening last night will know about it, but anybody that's listening tonight that wasn't won't. And he's asking, is there going to be another opportunity to enlist? I missed the call today. So you want to just describe what that was about and then let him know if there's another opportunity?
I guess there will be. Yeah, I could probably set one up for people who haven't, they want to do that again. I'll have to see how my time is going. Maybe I might do something. I don't know. Maybe within the near future, maybe a week or two. We'll see. You can send me the question at, clsquestions@yahoo.com and put in their enlistment in the title box location. We had about a dozen people online, and there was a few that were absentee and also just not reporting in that contacted me beforehand. So I'd say we probably had a good 15 to 18 people that did enlist. What the enlistment was is that the United States of America alien fighters, the elite groups, are were enlisting people. These are the people that would like to help out to do alien fightings, to get rid of the aliens here. So if you wish to go to another particular service group from a different country, you could do that too. But we kind of had a little orientation today. You went out and did some fighting, the ones that were on here, to kind of get your feet wet of what you could be in for. And from there, most people probably enlisted. They're going to be on trial for probably about a week or two to see if they like it. And if they do, then they're going to have opportunity to fight the alien invasion here. So if you are interested in that, just send me that email with enlistment on it, if you would, and see what I can put together again. So that's basically what it was. There's so much going on I can't really describe. All I can tell you is that a lot happened. And if you do happen to enlist, I don't want anybody to talk about it on any of these programs, only because it keeps your privacy to yourself, and I don't want the programs to go sideways asking about what happened here and there and everything else, because there's so much, and you may only have about 1% of what actually is going on. So I just want everything to be hunky-dory, we'll say. And they probably don't want you to talk about it either. So this is all confidential between you and them, nothing to do with me. So you're enlisting because you choose to ward off the aliens that are invading this planet, and it's all very helpful. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Valea has a question, and the question is, what is the best clearing for getting the body to calm down, I guess, when you're feeling hyper?
Probably the emotional clearing, unless you have anxiety. So if you haven't done your emotional clearing yet, the whole lifetime one, I would say first do that, and then from there do the unlimited. Pay the extra $50 to get the unlimited clearing to keep you current with that clearing. If that doesn't help you, then you may want to do something like anxiety if you feel like anxiety is what your issue is. But normally the emotional clearing should more than likely handle that for you. And also maybe even a mind loop one clearing if you keep having repetitive thoughts about something. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Tina has an interesting question. Can we be overhealed? She's asking.
Overhealed. Well, I don't know what that means. You can be underhealed. Overhealed is what you would... they'll just bring up your blueprint of how you're supposed to be in this lifetime, and they will make it according to that. So that's the way those healings work when you go to the light ship. So they'll see how you were initially in this lifetime and then bring you up to that particular energy of how you used to be when you were first born here, which will have the same blueprint because it's the same DNA without a lot of the judgments in it. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Let's see. Candy is asking if, I guess this is a timeline crush. Request, I think, may we crush now bad relationships? I could do a timeline crash for that.
That's an emotion.
Okay.
So on the timeline crashing, what you do is you put in an emotion. Remember, you're abducted onto timelines. Timelines are parallel lives. And so there probably is one for emotions there on relationships. So, and then there's also probably subcategories of that. So we'll do a timeline crash for relationships. Here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So there you go. That got rid of four timelines. You could be on, 100 of those with that relationship problem. Then you have the subcategories. So remember, you're only abducted because you have emotions. And relationships could be a big one. And what kind of problem is there in relationships? The subcategories, we did not crash. We just did the main one here. But there could be smaller ones there that may cause problems. Donald's asking, let's see, is real life fight, in real life fight aliens? Yeah, they are fighting aliens on a timeline. Yes, that is correct. This is real. These forces weren't out there fighting the aliens, we would be probably at this point in time, I would think, no longer be here. That's my personal way of looking at things. If not, it would be very bad, and we'd have so much more mind control here that you wouldn't understand what was happening. So, yes, that's why the forces came in to fight the aliens. This is a worldwide event. And there's probably about 25% of the world population as we know it right now fighting aliens in these different timelines and stuff. So, yes, this is real. Back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So Keith is asking about the 8-hour Sunday calls, Ron. When do the 8-hour calls start to get rid of things in us?
It starts tomorrow. We have two more left. Starts at 10 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. And it's an 8-hour call. You want to get typically 3 to 4 glasses of water ready per hour because we do different types of water clearing activations for you. Might do Life Force, might do skin misting water, might do some silver healing water. There's all different types, detox water. And we get rid of the alien critters that are inside of us. And that's what these calls are about. So back to you, Carrie. So it's 8 o'clock tomorrow PST. I mean, it's 10 o'clock tomorrow PST when it starts. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Shannon's asking for an entity clearing for her spouse. So I don't know if he's listening to the show. So maybe you can do a sample entity clearing, Ron, and hopefully Shannon's husband's listening.
Yeah, here we go. So entities are what we call ghosts. They're emotional bodies of people that come into people. Typical entities that everybody knows about is people who are alcoholics. They draw entities who like to drink. If you're a drug user, then you have ones that like to come into your body to take drugs. And, you know, if you like maybe certain junk food or something, they come in also. And maybe they're living their life through you. And whatever type of addiction you may have, they'll catch on to that and want to have more of that, especially like if you smoke. So, and then from there, you have entities that just come in normally because they like being with you. Maybe you're a race car driver. We'll just say that. Nobody here is probably a race car driver, but they can come into you to help you maybe drive your car when you're racing. And then they can also come into people who have road rage, okay? And all of a sudden somebody will pop into them who used to like to race cars maybe on the track or something, and all of a sudden your car is weaving in and out of traffic, and maybe get into a car wreck or something. The entity leaves, says, well, have fun on that one. Look for another person who wants to have road rage, and that's what happens. So they kind of take over your consciousness. So in a sense, you are possessed. So here we go, entities. These are emotional bodies of people who've died. That's what you call ghosts. And we'll take out some here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you can tell if somebody really has a lot of them in them, just look at somebody's eyes. If their eyes are kind of glossy, then you know that they have entities. So entities come in and the spirit leaves, basically, or the spirit is not strong enough to kick out the entities. And the person has normally glossy eyes or kind of dead looking in the eyes, and that's because the spirit is no longer home. So when you're really in your body a lot, you have brighter eyes, and they'll look probably clearer. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Janice is asking about, she's saying people have been seeing lights in the sky here in Wisconsin. Any idea what they are? Central Wisconsin, different colors and very bright. Is that anything you can shed any light on, Ron?
This moment, I cannot. I don't know what that is as I'm looking. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay, what was the next one? I saw something else. Oh, yeah, P is asking, please explain the relationship clearing in more detail. I know you did a timeline crash.
Relationships would be how you're involved with people, places, things around you. And that would typically be a clearing to release cordings, in a sense, of these energies. So a relationship clearing would help to get rid of energies that you're connected to that are courting you. That's how I would kind of look at that. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Candy's asking if you think crash programs being used by, I guess, by men, by males. It's a bit, perhaps a little bit too broad or too vague, but maybe you can talk about programs that are specific to men. I don't know. I don't know how to...
I don't know either.
Word that, really. Maybe you could...
I could do a robotic program. That would help everybody. Because programs for men, what would that be, you know? Men look different than women, so there's could be a clothing, you know, program, you know. It could be how you go to the restroom. Could be, you know, what you do for exercise. You know, there's all different types of energy there.
Yeah.
So that would be a very hard one to address. But we'll do one for robotic programs. So robotic energies are what control all of us. And here we go. So I'll just work with your neck right now to take away the robotic programs that are attached to your neck, making your neck move a certain way. Remember the particular numbers on your clock as you move your neck around to check out what time it is with these synchronistic numbers that happen all the time. So here we go, robotic program on your neck, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we got a question here, looks like from Mick, and this is a clone question, and the answer is clone. So what makes us unconscious of what is happening to us? Yes, the clones that are living inside of you, with you, portraying your life. So that's what it would be. Some clones are smarter than others when they come in. Depends what alien race gave you the clones that are living their life through your bone structure. And that's what we deal with here now. So the clones are bringing forth your lifetime. So you want to get rid of clones. We'll be doing a clone clearing this coming Monday if you're interested. Getting rid of clones. It's $20 for 1 hour. And you might be amazed of what you maybe don't know. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. So once you realize that clones are with you and you feel better afterwards, then you know that you don't want to have this clone energy with you. So I'll be checking tomorrow about the clone healing. We'll see if how far we're doing on that here. And hopefully it's getting a little closer. But back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Donald, you did the robotics clearing a moment ago, and Donald is saying, I haven't heard any of this in my studies. How do you find out about all this information?
I investigate what's wrong with humanity here as a light being. And this is what brought us to what we're doing now. So that's basically it. I don't do any book reading whatsoever. I just find out what's wrong with people, and we start to help out the energies here. So this is what's going on. So, yeah, you won't hear any of this unless you hear somebody talking about what I've talked about on a previous program, as they might want to regurgitate and claim the information for themselves. A lot of people do that, you know, which is okay, but they don't have the true facts of what's happening. Yeah, this is all information that is involved with humanity here. So, back to you, and you can listen to the archives that we have. There's a lot of information on the archives. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, and also, Donald, if you go to creationlightship.com and scroll down on the right-hand side, I think it is, there's a little white box that says Wiki, and if you hit on that, you'll go to the CLS Wikipedia page, and you can go and look at little summations of each show that's written up, and you can find the ones where robotics are talked about. There's a robotic clearing on Ron's website, and there's a little section in the wiki summations that will mention what website clearings are talking about, so you could look for that one, or just in the topics covered, you can look to see which shows had some, you know, more extensive discussions about the robotic programs that are attached to us. So those are a couple of places where you can find out more about it. So the next question, Ron, is from Cammy, and she's asking, how does cording affect general life activities?
Well, it depends how people connect to you. Cording is what the dark side uses. Remember, the dark side is the mind energy. So when you do a connection with somebody, thinking of somebody, you are putting an energetic cord to them. So where are you cording somebody? When you think of somebody, what do you think of? Or what part of the body do you think of? Do you see the whole person, or, you know, do you see, like in a woman, their breast, do you see their happy smile? If you're a woman, do you see a guy's rear end? You know, it all depends how, you know, you are courting that person. Are you courting their intelligence? Are you courting their throat? And all this happens to be very negative for the person that's being connected, you know, from you on an energetic courting level. Also, you're getting information, and their negative energy, we'll say, coming to you, their emotional stuff. So when you court somebody, their negative emotional stuff is now on your plate, and yours full of soup, and yours is naturally in theirs too. So courting should not never be done, but that's the new way of thinking that people talk about, being able to have people connected to you, thinking everybody is all one, and that's one gigantic cord to everybody. And this is the, like I said, the new way of thinking with your thoughts are controlling somebody else's reality. You know, it's naturally controlling yours, so you have to use battle of the mind to control your reality by using your mind energy, which is stronger than somebody else's. And that's how, you know, the New Age philosophy is, to use your mind to bring something into your life. And that is all cording. Very negative. Nothing to deal with the light, only mind energy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I heard somebody calling in there. I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Carrie, hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, it's Everett. I was wondering if you can do a clearing for my throat and also for my energy levels. They seem to be out of whack today.
Well, what happened to your throat? You got a critter in there?
I don't know. It just feels like, yeah, you know how you feel like it's something like it's dryness or a scraping in the back of the throat.
Okay. Well, let's try an alien critter. So everybody, focus on your throat here, and we're going to take out. Here we go. Critter's out of your throat. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Getting rid of some critters here and their poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Pulling some more out. Now we'll do their waste products. This will be doing tomorrow on the 8-hour call. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
Better. I yawned about 4 times now.
Hey. So that's probably alien stuff attached to you, alien life forms that you typically cannot physically see, but they're living with you. Okay, thank you, Everett.
The other one was for my energy levels. It seemed to go from very active to very sleepy. And that's been going on since last, I don't know, maybe 2 days now.
Okay. Boy, that could be complicated. It might be, you may have to do some timeline crashes on that. It could be clones feel tired and they're all coming in. I'll just do a clone clearing real fast here to get rid of tiredness on clones. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, see if your energy level goes up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there's 10 clones being released from you. How do you feel?
Yeah, that kind of eased up on my chest. That's good. Thank you.
Okay, so that's what we'll be doing on Monday's call, although we could go up to maybe 300 to 400 of these on a given timeline. So these are the clones that live with you.
I'll try to get on Monday's call, but I have
one of the clones left you, and another one came back in, just like having using a vending machine. As you pull the handle or whatever, you get rid of one, and another one pops in. Because otherwise, if it didn't pop in, you wouldn't be here. That'd be kind of disconcerting to your friend.
Sir.
Just vanishing poof, you know. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay,
thanks,
you're welcome.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for calling. So Donald was asking what your website is, Ron, and several people have typed it in. So it's Creation Light, LIGHT, Ship, SHIP.com. Donald, you might want to try. Ron has a bunch of free clearings on the left. If you go down the navigation bar, there's recommended clearings, and then there are some free clearings. So if you haven't experienced any of his clearings before and you want to see what you might feel, that would be a good way to get your feet wet. And, of course, listening to the BBS shows, Ron does lots and lots of samples on these shows, as you're finding out tonight. The website is active 24/7, and there are kind of an enormous amount of clearings on there. But as Ron always says, we don't all need all of them, so don't feel overwhelmed. It is a little overwhelming when you first start looking around the website, but not everything is going to need to be done for all of us. So, Ron, maybe you want to just mention the first few that you do recommend people start with if they're new to the website.
Well, the first one to get is the Whole Lifetime Emotional Clearing. If you're over probably 20 or 30, then you want to do the Death Barcode one. That will give you a little better help. From there, basically, it all depends which way you want to go. If you don't want to come back to this planet ever again, then you want to do the Spirit Barcode to get that off of you. That's why you're stuck here. From there, mental clearing is very good. You may want to do some of the timeline crashes after you do the emotional one. The 4-in-1 clearing is to get your twin flame energy connected to you. That almost always is out of this planet energy. The cording energies are good, too. Earth grid line cording is very good. So there's quite a few that are good. We have a recommended list on the drop-down box on the very top of the website. It's a white box that you can hit the little scroll-down button there and kind of see what they are. But you don't need all the clearings on the website, naturally. You just need the ones that you need. And you start off with the emotional one. And if you use the word feeling a lot in your vocabulary, that means that your feeling body is clogged up, so then you want to have that clearing definitely after the emotional one. So I guess back to you, Carrie. Looks like our time is kind of moving on here quickly. And maybe we can see how the floating magnets are doing for people, because they're still with you, all around you, doing some energetic healing work on you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Nikki has an interesting question. She's asking, can you think of someone without cording them?
That's what the mind normally. If you're in your heart, you can use that energy. Nothing will attack them. This is what the dark side has done to us, is bring forth our mind to connect to other people. That's where you get the word oneness. So you think that you're them and they're you. And then you bring in like energies to yourself or energies that might help you. So if you're in your heart center and you do that, it'd probably be fine. But whenever you think of somebody, automatically they're in your room. They're in your car, wherever you're thinking of them, they're with you. And then you have them corded to you. So that's why you never want to think of somebody, because their energetic energies will be attaching to you, just like they're there physically with you, like doing a handshake.
Okay. Mickey is asking if there'll be anything like the Galactic Federation around the new 8D Earth.
I got to laugh. No, not at all. The Galactic Federation is all darkness. There is no darkness on 8D, no.
Okay.
I'll repeat that for the people that are Galactic Federation fans there. No, they won't exist. The Federation of Light, whatever you want to call it, the Space Brothers, they're still in darkness because they're still in duality. That's why we communicate with them. And they're here to control us, just like we control things in our lifetime underneath us, like a dog or cat or something, whatever else we do. But as above, so below. So no, definitely not. That doesn't exist in light. That's only darkness energies. Back to you, Carrie. I think I heard a beep there.
Yes, I think I did too. Is somebody on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, my name is Danielle. I'm calling from Vancouver Island.
Hi, Danielle. Welcome.
Welcome to you.
Hi, thank you. I've never called before. I just became aware of you recently.
Wonderful.
I'm living with Hep C, and I'm subject to a lot of fatigue and brain fog and that sort of thing. And I'm also, in some ways, kind of creatively blocked with my art. I mean, I don't know if there's anything that you can do with that. But
well, first do the emotional clearing. As far as doing something on the show here, you know, what you have goes pretty deep. So you want to clean out some of your closets that you have stuff stored in them, we'll say. And you have to get rid of the genetics that cause your problem. So the first thing I'd recommend doing, is a whole lot of time emotional clearing. You may want to do the circulatory clearing. You may want to do the body rejuvenation clearing. There's many clearings that could possibly help you, but you need to find out or at least get rid of the root cause of what's causing that in this lifetime. And clearings online. Also do the death barcode. So those four is what I'd highly recommend doing, and it may help you out.
And those are all the ones that are on your website.
Yes,
There's going to be that new body jumpstart one, Ron. Probably you should mention that because that's going to
that'll be coming up here. I'll be checking on that tomorrow also. So we have a new one coming out, Body Jumpstart, and if anybody's listening happens to have one of the clearings that you paid for before this clearing is up, then I'll just give you the other codes for it, and we'll do a price negotiation, whatever that would be, depending on what clearing you have. So, but yeah, that's one way to solve part of the problem, but I would definitely do the death barcode for sure. Emotional
death
and death barcode. Yeah. Your
death
barcode is what the dark side did, the aliens did to you at your birth. That's your natal chart, in a sense. And that caused your conditions according to what they wanted to activate in you, in your DNA, to mind control you, to have situations happening to cause that to happen.
Okay.
So, what you're doing is you're living the ancestors' judgments in this lifetime, and then they bring them forth according to your natal chart.
Oh, okay. I'm finding it here. Alien barcode removal.
Yep. Yeah, definitely do that.
Okay. I don't want to take too much of your time on the telephone. I beg your pardon?
Okay. Okay. So
also,
thank you.
Also, Ron, do you think the water charging would help someone with a liver issue like that?
Yeah, I would think so. You might want to get some healing water. I think it's a dollar to probably get enough for a day, I would think. Unless you drink lots of water, you could put that in there to get some healing water. Also, we do calls on Wednesdays to do water charging for the whole week. But you may want to just do that and get water each day. That's kind of up to you.
Right. Okay. Well, I do. You know, I do blessings on my water and that sort of thing. I'm,
But that's different. That's mind energy, typically. So you're not getting light codes put into it. So the difference is this is source energy working with you to put in what you need at that particular moment when the water is activated. Just putting something on a glass of water to activate it, that's mind energy, and that's attached to aliens. So you don't want to do that because they already gave you your problem.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to poke around your website, and I thank you for taking my call.
You're
very
welcome. Thanks for calling
in.
Goodbye. Bye
for now.
Bye-bye. Okay, so let's have a look here. What time is it? 54. Probably have a minute or two, maybe. Well, Ron, maybe we should mention again that tomorrow, the second of the three 8-hour Sunday intensives are coming up, so you can still hop on board with that if you didn't last Sunday. You can still come on for this next two. let's see. What's the best way to do that, Ron, on a Saturday night? Just go on the website or send you an email, or how should people do that?
Yeah, just probably go on the website and click on it there. And then also send me an email that you may want to participate in that. And when you do the PayPal link, it'll send you the phone number and the PIN number for the particular call. It should be changed. It was not completely right last time. So if you do get on and it's 9011, that's the improper one. So if you do have that, just send me an email, and I'll send you over the proper code number for tomorrow. So I'll be checking emails probably about 9:30 my time, half an hour before the conference call. So, Carrie, looks like we're about done here.
Yep.
So the floating magnets will be leaving you, everybody, and we'll bring in some peace energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, thank you for tonight, and thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you, Ron.
We'll see you on Monday on BBS, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Good night, everybody. Blessings.
Good night. Thank you.